Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chase Meadroth. Batting second. The third baseman, Miguel Vargas. Batting third. The designated hitter, Matt Tice. Batting fourth. The catcher, Edgar Cuero. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andrew Vaughn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Josh Palacios. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brooks Baldwin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joshua Rojas. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Michael Taylor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sean Burke. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jonathan India. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Witt. Batting third. The first baseman, Vinny Pasquantino. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Salvador Perez. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Michael Garcia. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kevin Biggio. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Drew Waters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Freddie Fermin. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Kyle Isbell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Seth Lugo. And now, play ball. Chase Meadroth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Meadroth softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Meadroth is out. One out. Miguel Vargas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vargas softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Vargas is out. Two outs. Matt Tice is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tice hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Tice is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jonathan India is at the plate with a count of 1-2. India hits a pop-up beyond second. Rojas gets back and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Witt hits a fly ball towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Pasquantino hits a line drive towards second. Rojas makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Edgar Cuero is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cuero strikes out swinging. One out. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn hits a fly ball towards right. Biggio is there to make the catch. Two outs. Josh Palacios batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Palacios hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Brooks Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baldwin hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Fermin makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Perez is hit by the pitch. Perez is on first. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Garcia hits a fly ball towards right. Palacios is there to make the catch. One out. Kevin Biggio is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Biggio hits a fly ball towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Drew Waters is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Perez moves to second. Drew Waters batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Waters hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Waters is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Josh Rojas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Rojas is on with a walk. Michael Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Rojas moves to second. Chase Meadroth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Meadroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Meadroth hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Rojas moves to third. 2 outs. Miguel Vargas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vargas is 0 for 1 in the game. Vargas hits a line drive deep towards center. Ispel makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Fermin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fermin bunts down the third baseline for a base hit. Kyle Ispel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ispel bunts down the third baseline. Vargas scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Fermin moves to second. 1 out. Jonathan India is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. India is 0 for 1 in the game. India hits a line drive deep towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. Fermin moves to third. 2 outs. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Vaughn makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Tice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tice is 0 for 1 in the game. Tice hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Edgar Cuero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuero strikes out swinging. 1 out. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Tice moves to second. Josh Palacios is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Palacios is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Palacios hits a line drive deep towards center. Ispel makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baldwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Baldwin hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Tice scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Josh Rojas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rojas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a fly ball towards center. Ispel makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasquantino is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasquantino hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Perez is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Garcia is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Michael Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Taylor is on with a walk. Chase Meadroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Meadroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Meadroth hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. India makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Miguel Vargas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vargas is 0 for 2 in the game. Vargas hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Pasquantino makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Tice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is picked off first base. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Biggio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Biggio is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Biggio is on with a walk. Drew Waters is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Waters is 0 for 1 in the game. Waters hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Freddie Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fermin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fermin hits a ground ball towards first. Vaughn fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Tice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tice hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Edgar Cuero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tice moves to second. Edgar Cuero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cuero is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuero hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Cuero is out. Tice moves to third. 1 out. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball towards third. India makes a fielder's choice. Tice scores. Vaughn is on first. 2 outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Josh Palacios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palacios is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Palacios hits a fly ball towards center. Isbell makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baldwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baldwin hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Baldwin is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kyle Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell is 0 for 0 in the game. Isbell hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jonathan India is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. India is 0 for 2 in the game. India strikes out swinging. 1 out. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball towards right. Palacios is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasquantino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pasquantino hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Perez hits a fly ball towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Josh Rojas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rojas hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Michael Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor strikes out swinging. 1 out. Chase Meadroth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Meadroth is 0-for-3 in the game. Meadroth hits a fly ball towards left. Waters makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Miguel Vargas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Rojas, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Miguel Vargas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vargas is 0-for-3 in the game. That is ball 4. Vargas is on with a walk. Angel Zerpa replaces Seth Lugo as pitcher. Lenin Sosa pinch hits for Matt Tice batting third. Lenin Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa hits a fly ball towards center. Isbell makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Garcia is on with a walk. Kevin Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Biggio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Biggio hits a fly ball towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. Garcia moves to second. 1 out. Drew Waters is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Waters is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Waters is on with a walk. Steven Wilson replaces Sean Burke as pitcher. Freddie Fermin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fermin hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Vargas makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kyle Isbell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Isbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Isbell hits a ground ball towards second. Rojas throws to second to get Waters. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Edgar Cuero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cuero is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuero is called out on strikes. 1 out. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Jacob Amaya pinch runs for Andrew Vaughn batting 5th. Josh Palacios is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Palacios is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Palacios strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Brooks Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baldwin hits a ball towards the mound. Zerpa can't make the play in time. Baldwin gets a base hit. Amaya moves to second. Josh Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rojas hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Amaya scores. Baldwin moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Taylor Clark replaces Angel Zerpa as pitcher. Michael Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ground ball towards first. Pasquantino fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Miguel Vargas moves from third baseman to first baseman. Chase Meadroth moves from shortstop to second baseman. Joshua Rojas moves from second baseman to Jonathan India is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. India is 0 for 3 in the game. Third baseman. Jacob Amaya moves from pinch runner to shortstop. India strikes out swinging. One out. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Witt is 0 for 3 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up towards second. Meadroth makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vinny Pasquantino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pasquantino is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. That is ball 4. Pasquantino is on with a walk. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Perez hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Perez is safe at second with a double. Pasquantino scores. It's 3-2 White Sox. Jordan Leisure replaces Steven Wilson as pitcher. Hunter Renfro pinch runs for Salvador Perez batting fourth. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garcia hits a line drive towards short. Amaya makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chase Meadroth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Meadroth is 0 for 4 in the game. Meadroth hits a line drive towards short. Witt makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel Vargas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vargas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vargas hits a pop-up towards second. Garcia makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenin Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sosa is 0 for 1 in the game. Sosa hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Pasquantino makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Cam Buser replaces Jordan Leisure as pitcher. Luis Robert replaces Josh Palacios as center fielder batting 6th. Michael Taylor moves from center. Mark Kenha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fielder to right fielder. Mark Kenha pinch hits for Kevin Biggio batting 6th. That is ball 4. Kenha is on with a walk. Drew Waters is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Waters is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Waters hits a pop-up towards second. Meadroth drops the ball. Waters reaches on the error. Kenha moves to second. Waters is on first. Freddie Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fermin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fermin bunts down the third baseline for a base hit. Kenha moves to third. Waters moves to second. Kyle Isbell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Isbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Isbell hits a short pop-up towards third. Rojas makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonathan India batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. India is 0 for 4 in the game. India hits a ball towards short. Amaya can't make the play in time. India gets a base hit. Kenha scores. Waters moves to third. Fermin moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Witt is 0 for 4 in the game. Witt hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Waters scores. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.